Happy Sunday from Florence. Hello, you gorgeous being. I wanted to come on and do a really special Sunday episode of the Divine Living Podcast. I woke up today in full gratitude about how much transformation God has orchestrated in my life over the last year and a half. And a year and a half ago, I wasn't waking up with hope, enthusiasm, gratitude, and a zest for life. And, you know, I always remember where I came from and what I go through. And so for anyone really craving something so different in their life, this episode is for you. All right, let's start with a prayer, and then I will share some of the behind the scenes of my journey and give some tips on what have, I'll give you more than tips. I'll give you the spiritual truth that has literally transformed almost every area of my life. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for hope. Thank you for the possibility of healing. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for your faithfulness, even when we lose faith. And I pray a special prayer of hope, healing, upliftment, encouragement to every woman listening. Because no matter where we are in our lives, more of you is needed. More of you is available. More of you is desired. So we are all praying for continued transformation, for next level up leveling, for increased expansion on the way in which we are meant to serve, financial abundance that would lift people up out of any form of suffering or limitation or lack or constriction. And may we really, really focus on the teachings that you have given us. May we open our hearts to letting your very alive spirit live and play and dance with our desires, making them manifest. And we pray all of this believing. Amen. Amen. All right, my beauty. So, no matter where you're at in life, I know that you're craving more, because I am, every woman I know is. It doesn't mean that we're not grateful for what we have. It just means that we're not content, and that is a good thing. We're not, if we are content, that means we've stopped growing. And it doesn't have to be an addiction to keep expanding, going for more, but it does get to be growth. And when it's real growth, that's where the adventure of life is. That's where we get to continue to evolve, continue to open up, continue to raise our consciousness, continue to receive at higher levels, and continue to enjoy new experiences. That's what growth is. And the desires that are in your heart are not crazy. They are not out of reach. They are not meant for someone else. They are meant for you, for your growth. And of course, I am incredibly aware of how frustrating it can be, how even demoralizing we can let it get, how much we can let it knock our self-esteem when we experience prolonged gaps in between our desires and what our actual life is. And about a year and a half ago, the beginning of January 2021, so I guess more than a year and a half, my zest for life was continuously going downhill, even though I have and had a very privileged and by all counts great life. You know, I had married my soulmate. I was healthy physically. I was living in Miami. I had a career, a team, you know, I had a great life. But my soul wasn't satisfied or fulfilled. And I didn't love the state that my career was in. I didn't love the messaging that was happening at the time. I didn't love the way in which I was delivering it. I was surrounded with people at the time that were, relatively speaking, fake friends. Not everyone. Okay, some of the real ones are listening right now. But more than I realized at the time. And I, you know, yes, there was like still some like COVID stuff going on. So there was some isolation. Anyways, everything just felt very, very stuck. And I went through a lot of resistance, letting go of even the things that I didn't love. You know, like, are you in that place? Like, you don't even love the relationship you're in, but you like don't want to end it. Or you don't love your job, but you don't want to resign. You know, it's like, I was like holding on so tightly to any remnant of an identity, because any identity was less scary than not having one for me at the time. And God wasn't having it. You know, the universe is going to have her ways, and different things happened. And I've talked about that in other podcast episodes, so I won't belabor that today. The point is, I got to a state of surrender. So if you are in a stuck place, chances are it's because you're holding on to something that's not working. You're thinking about things that don't work. You're trying to keep doing the same things, hoping for a different result. And when I went into that state of surrender, it wasn't giving up. I want to be really clear. Surrender is not giving up. It's giving over to God. And I really handed my life, my career, my identity, my known ways of making money, my friend circle over to God. And I was in bliss. I didn't know what was next, and I didn't need to when I was in that state of surrender. I wasn't thinking about where's the money going to come from and how's all this going to work. I was in the surrender of God because I had the certainty knowing that it would. I was so clear that God had asked me to let go of these old ways, and I had been in resistance for so long that when I did finally surrender, there was this clarity, there was a certainty, there was a level of peace. And I did give God a timeline. I think it was March when I surrendered. I'm like, okay, I'll wrap up my stuff by June. I'll stay blissed out over the summer, but by September, you better give me a plan. And didn't happen on my timeline. But it happened gradually over time. And different pieces of clarity started to come into place. Not the whole picture. Pieces showed up. You know, one person would come into my life and it became obvious what was going on with other people who just weren't fueling my life at a soul level. And some pieces of my new career would show up and others that was still very much a blank canvas. And so for a while there, I was living in a world in between worlds. And I want you to know, if that's where you're at right now, it is, if you let it be, actually a beautiful part of the process. It's a very queenly way of being to not have to jump from one thing to another, jump from one job to the next, jump from one relationship to the next, jump from one, you know, way of being busy to the next. And really allowing for spirit to fill you and fuel you. And the more I could lean into scripture, to living by spiritual principle, to keeping my eyes on God, to keeping my focus on my faith, the more I was okay, the more I wasn't worried or stressed. And somehow people showed up and money came in and some work opportunities revealed themselves. And I knew it wasn't the thing, but it was part of the transition. And allowing for that living in a world in between worlds, there's a transitionary time that actually is good for the soul and feels good to the body. And it doesn't have to be this abrupt knee-jerk going from one thing to the next. It's like going from like dark to flipping the lights on. You know, it doesn't feel good to the senses. And slowly but surely, month after month, I was less living in a world in between worlds and moving more towards my new world. And that's what I want for you. I want you to allow this graceful unfolding of who you are becoming and where you're meant to be and who you're meant to be surrounded with. They're all there. Like, it's all already there. It gets to be this beautiful adventure of discovery if you take it from that approach, if you let it be what God intends it to be versus what too often we make it be. We make it be that we're not far enough and we're not moving fast enough and we're not making enough money yet and, you know, we're not with the right people yet and all of that lack and left behindness. Let that go. That's not what God intends for you. It's all happening for you. It's all happening for you. And the more we can train ourselves that everything's happening for us, everything's happening for us. A little quick example of that happened yesterday. I was walking around Florence and badly needed a blowout. And I went to one salon and they were fully booked, and I went to the next one and they were fully booked. And the old me would have been like, oh, I'm probably not going to find anything on a Saturday afternoon in Italy. But I just knew that the right one in the right place would show up. And I turned one more corner and there was like, you could barely tell it was a salon. There was this Italian man sitting down in this like super, super little what was a salon. And, you know, I went in my broken Italian and asked him if he was available, and he was. And he did such a great job with my hair. So much care. He was like a true, like, professional. You could even see with the way his own hair was cut. He was just a true artist. And anyways, the bill comes, and it was like 24 euro. I'm like, I have long hair with extensions, and you know, if you go to the dry bar in LA, it's 75, you know, plus tip. And so I just knew he was such a blessing in my life, and he took such good care of me, and I was a blessing in his. There was no one else going into his salon. All the other salons were booked that day, right? He wanted a client, he wanted to make some money. And tipping isn't really part of the Italian custom, but when I saw it was 24 euro, I had to. And you saw like the sparkle in his eye when I handed him a tip. He said, "For me?" And I said, "Yes, thank you. You did a great job." And anyways, the point is, the universe had that all orchestrated. The Aveda salon didn't need another customer that day. Clearly, they were booked. This guy did. And I needed to not just be another number. Like, it was a really great experience. The point is, when we experience the closed doors or the client saying no, or it doesn't seem like you're getting traction on a particular social media post, don't make it that you're not good enough. Don't make it that you're not worthy. Don't make it that it's never going to work out for you. God is always, always, always guiding you. And so fast forward to this morning, I woke up and I realized how much transformation has taken place since January of 2021. I'm no longer living in a place that I did not love living in. I'm no longer surrounded with people who are not friend material in the way that feels really good to me. I'm no longer in a career talking about things that I've outgrown. And I'm on the adventure of my life in my happiest place in Italy in the fall. And so I woke up with so much gratitude. I was like, wow, God, you've given me this love for life, this zest for life. New money has come in. The adventure has come in. I could not be more obsessed with walking this walk, talking this talk, and sharing it with women like us who we're all craving the spiritual connection, the divine guidance, the up level in our life, the greater abundance, the adventure of life. And that's what my program Own Your Throne is. It's a 10-week course on exactly how to fall in love with your life, how to get that new direction, how to be spiritually guided, how to wake up rather than in frustration and lack and fear and disappointment, just blissed out, heart blooming, you know, getting ready for my day in Florence. I'm going to go have lunch. Actually, my mother's in town. I'm going to have lunch with my mother. I'm going to walk around the shops. I was introduced through a friend of a friend. I'm going to go meet a new friend. That's always exciting. I'm staying in a gorgeous hotel. Glenn comes on Tuesday. Like, it's just so much lusciousness. And that's what I desire for each and every one of us. And that's what owning your throne is really about. It's owning every area of your life and doing it, being it, from a feminine and spiritual perspective. So first and foremost, if you're looking for greater financial abundance in your life, I highly recommend that you come take this course. Your wealth consciousness will be increased. You'll seek and attract and draw wealth to you from a spiritual perspective rather than the hustle and the grind and the going out and the chasing it and the pounding the pavement and being disappointed. You're going to have such an alive relationship with God, spirit, universe, or the divine, like a personal one, one that feels good to you, one where you know you're always being guided, one where like you can't even get upset about the stuff you used to get upset about. Like, you become untriggerable by being in this course. You're going to be surrounded with other women who are just saying absolutely no to the old ways of being. I mean, that's what I did. I was like, I'm done with the funnels. I'm done with the fakeness. I'm done with the chasing. I'm done with all the status quo. I'm only here for the divine. I'm only here to be dazzled. And if I'm not dazzled, then I'm not doing it. Like, I got that unavailable for the icky and the mundane and the blah. You get to do that too, with whatever the circumstances are going on in your life. You'll see, if you click on the link in the show notes or go to divineliving.com/ownyourthrone, you will see the course curriculum. And I am telling you that if you come and do this with me and all the other women globally who are saying yes to something different and who just don't even know how yet, but know that there is a simpler way, a more expansive way, a bigger life waiting for you, that's what Own Your Throne is all about. It's about you being the queen of your life. It's about you experiencing every joy and bliss that you desire. It's about you having exponential expansion for the message that's inside of you that is meant to be in the hearts and minds and bodies and souls of the people that God has designed you to deliver this message to. That's what's waiting for you. That and just a really beautiful, spiritually aligned life that not just brings you everything you desire, but has you living in a way that is such a beautiful representation of you. Really what you came here for sure. So the class starts Tuesday. I have a number of, you know, beautiful welcome packets, and I have like this life cleanse you can be doing between now and then to really prepare you for the course. So go and get yourself registered. It will be the gift of gifts you gave yourself to carry you the 10 weeks through the end of this year, being mentored by me, getting spiritually aligned, getting the money story transformed, getting so great at receiving. I teach you really the elements of feminine power and how to receive rather than hustle and chase. And you're hearing a peacefulness in me because I'm so excited for this course to begin. It'll be the second time that I'm teaching it. And every time I do, I go deeper and deeper and deeper. I take the course right there along with you. Like, I am a student with you. This is the message and the work that God has given me to teach, but I teach what I want to learn. So if you want to come learn with me, you are most, most welcome, my queen. It's obviously the last time I'll be teaching that this year. Come in, you'll have the recordings for life. You can be there on the live calls, or you can just listen via audio and take me with you and go for a walk, you know, whenever it's convenient, or listen in the car, whatever the story is. But I get this information in you. It will change your life. Lots of love, and ciao from Florence.